This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Jasmine came across a photo of a young television reporter posing with a senator. And it's not just a photo of the two of them together, but the reporter goes on to say all these really nice things about what a wonderful man this senator is. And that just seems... It seems wrong for a reporter to be talking about a local politician, someone they're supposed to be covering, talking about them in that way.
I think reporters and journalists lose their credibility when they are taking pictures with people, posing with people, and then especially adding to that story where they are saying someone is successful and they're famous and yet they're down to earth. It's really disconcerting for me to see journalists going and doing that because I think the audience looks at that and goes, oh, well, they've got some kind of – got something going on there. You know, they're obviously siding with this person, and especially for to be a politician, that's I just find that's very just wrong for a journalist to do.
Well, in the social media culture of it has a level of narcissism and look at me and selfies and things of that nature. And it's starting to permeate what we're trying to do online with social media and journalism. And we have to make this distinction of maintaining a level of professionalism. And I think those guidelines and those manuals are being written or discussed as we do right now. And I think we need to make this distinction, especially when we teach our young aspiring reporters in our classrooms. There is a professional way to do that and a way to go about doing this. I was sharing with you folks the story just before going on the air about how I happened to have a story of when Pat Quinn was governor of Illinois, but I had this photograph because it was me at work. I was at an event. He was at a hospital. He was going to make an announcement about a special program to help, I believe, low-income folks afford their health care and so on and so forth. And he was running late, as most governors often did whenever they visited our neck of the woods. And I waited by him next to an elevator because I had a deadline to meet and I wanted to get I wanted to ask him about something else. When the governor comes to town, you don't just ask him about what he's there for. You also ask him about some other things. And that's what I did. And so I was walking and talking with him down the hall on the way to the auditorium where he was going to make the announcement in his presentation in the press conference. And I was just talking and walking, and our photographer was shooting photos because it was the governor, and he had arrived in town for this event. And he happened to give me a copy of it. I'm afraid I don't have that anymore, but that I had that picture of it, and I wasn't posting it to social media or saying very grateful or flowery things about the man or anything like that. But again, we have to have this distinction about how we handle when we're talking with people who are politicians, especially because our responsibility is just to the people and to the facts and not ingratiating ourselves to these politicians and showing this shows a conflict of interest when someone's posting something like that. I think that's a very slippery slope.
The photo you came across, Jasmine, it's obviously a posed photo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you both have a problem with posing for a photo with a politician? You know, if you had an opportunity to interview a president of the United States or the governor or maybe Will, your favorite player on the Cardinals, mm-hmm. Would it be okay to pose for a photo with the person? I think my bigger problem with the example you brought up, Jasmine, mm-hmm. would be the things this person wrote about the senator.
Yeah.
Posing for the photo. I guess I still would rather have a photo of me actually interviewing the person rather
right.
than posing for a photo.
I would err on the side of caution and just avoid it, frankly. And I think when you're in the setting of I just got done interviewing you, can I get a photo of you? I think that's drawing
yeah.
the line. I think that's unprofessional. I wouldn't do that. If it was in a social setting, I run into you at the airport or something. You know, I remember there's a story. My brother and his wife ran into Cedric the Entertainer one time at the airport, and they got a photo with him. That's one thing. But when you're on the job, when you're on the clock, I think that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, that is the issue I have too, Will. It's that you're on the clock and you're being sent by your organization, your news organization, to go and cover this person and, you know, report on something they're doing. If you have someone take a picture of you while you're doing your job, I think that's fine and that's accurate because it's happening like that. I think when you turn around and go, oh, by the way, can I get a picture with you? I think it's just weird. And I think it's uncomfortable also for the person maybe mm-hmm. being interviewed as well, potentially. But I think it should make you uncomfortable as a journalist to go and ask someone for a photo after you've just gotten done interviewing them.
So you both work more with young reporters than I do. Why do you suppose young reporters in particular think this is okay?
Well, I think it's a lot of the social media culture that they've grown up in. I think they see other people doing it. I mean, this is someone. You call them a young reporter. They're in their early 30s, right? They're not as young as maybe I thought they were at first. I was kind of surprised when I saw this person had been working in the business for about 12, 13 years. That is something that you should, I think, know better about. But I think that maybe people aren't saying anything about it. Maybe news directors are just becoming more adamant that they get their social media activity up, so they just come up with, okay, well, take a picture with me, and I'll post it on Facebook, and I'll get that part of my job done. Maybe it's partly necessity because their part of their job is to be on social media, but I think they have to be very careful about what kind of content they're posting.
I'm afraid it's come to the point where, and I witnessed this toward the end of my full-time work in newspapers, was I think editors and publishers are willing just to do almost anything, even if it means maybe blurring the line. Not to be unethical, but if it's all about eyeballs and all about clickbait and all about getting attention, I think they're willing to look past some of these things. And I think they really need to take those that think that way, and you really need to take a closer look and reassess themselves, because if there's anything we don't need right now, it's challenges to our credibility. And I think that's certainly does that and upends the apple cart.
Well, I think if this TV reporter had even posed for the photo that we see and had simply written, "This is Senator so-and-so, I just finished interviewing him, tune in at such and such a time to hear what he has to say about certain issues," I could see that being acceptable.
Sure. But what I see, what disturbs me about that particular instance, is it's just kind of a look at me and see what I'm doing. And really the news isn't about that person, and it's very narcissistic. And again, I think that goes beyond the point of professionalism, and that's something that needs to be combated and guarded against.
Yeah, but what Rich said, I mean, I could see going going over very well at a news station. You take a picture with them and then post when the interview is. That would be, I think, wanted by a news director, by the newsroom. I don't think that they would want people just gushing about the person they just interviewed the way that
right.
this person did. And it calls, question to their credibility as a journalist.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.